VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least 50 people were killed and 83 wounded in a suicide bomb blast at a gathering of religious scholars in the capital, Kabul, on Tuesday. At least 24 people were brought to the hospital in critical condition. There were around 1,000 people inside the hall, including prominent religious scholars. The Taliban condemned the suicide bombing, the denial strengthening suspicions the bombing could be the work of the Islamic State's Afghan branch, known as IS Khorasan Province, or ISKP. Abandoning Saudi Arabia despite its responsibility for killing a U.S.-based journalist would be a terrible mistake, President Trump said Tuesday. Any human rights, he told reporters, are outweighed by U.S. national security and economic interests. He was asked about a reported conclusion by the Central Intelligence Agency that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely knew about or ordered the plot to kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul early in October.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to free about 100 Iraqi immigrants it has been holding for more than 6 months for deportation. The judge criticized the government for what he called its ignoble behavior and for making false statements in the case. He said families have been shattered and ordered authorities to release the immigrants within 30 days unless officials can find a strong reason to keep them detained. The judge said he would announce sanctions against the government in a separate ruling. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Detroit says regulating female genital mutilation is up to states, and Congress had no authority to pass the 1996 law banning it. The judge dismissed mutilation and conspiracy charges Tuesday against two doctors and others involved in the procedure on 9 girls. A spokeswoman says the U.S. Attorney's Office is reviewing the opinion. The United States has imposed sanctions on 6 people and 3 entities for their involvement in oil shipments to Syria. On Tuesday, the U.S. Treasury Department said Iranian officials have been working with Russian companies to ship millions of barrels of oil to Syria. A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily barred the Trump administration from refusing to grant asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The ruling comes as a migrant caravan of 3,000 has made their way across South America to Tijuana, just across the border between Mexico and California. President Trump issued a proclamation November 9th denying asylum to most border crossers as a response to the caravans, which he has repeatedly said are not getting into the country illegally. The administration directed asylum seekers to enter at one of the 26 official border crossings with Mexico. Legal groups sued, arguing the law clearly allows someone to seek asylum regardless of how they enter the U.S. Trump used the same powers he used last year to impose a travel ban that was ultimately upheld by the Supreme Court.
Marijuana smokers in Massachusetts can now legally buy marijuana for recreational use. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I was here at 420.
More than 2 years after Massachusetts voters approved the recreational use of marijuana, it's now available for purchase. Dennis DeForge was at a shop in Northampton.
And because I was one of the first 10 people, I got it for a buck.
He spoke to WHDH, as did the store's first customer, Northampton's mayor, David Narkowitz. He says people have been buying and selling marijuana for centuries, and legalizing it is a good thing.
This has a label on it. This has, you know, ingredients. It's been tested.
Massachusetts' other legal marijuana shop is in Leicester. They're the first two shops on the entire East Coast.
Haiti faced a third day of protests and violence on Tuesday as anger grew over allegations of government corruption. Schools, businesses, government offices, all remain closed while scattered protests were reported across the country. At least 8 deaths have been reported in clashes between protesters and police since the protests began on Sunday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.